Noah's Ark, was it big enough for all the land animals?
Answers with Ken Ham, one of the editors of Answers magazine.
You know, I'm convinced that all the land animal kinds really were on Noah's Ark. Now, I've certainly been ridiculed for saying this ever since I was a high school teacher in Australia. Some students and teachers scoffed at me because I believed in Genesis, and they'd say things like, "So how could Noah fit all those animals on the ark? That couldn't be true." And I'd often say to them, "Well, how many animals did he need to fit on the ark?" "Well, I don't know, sir." Then I'd ask, "Well, tell me, what size the ark really was?" "Well, I don't know that either, sir." You know, that's interesting. When an unknown number of animals can't fit in an unknown size boat, so therefore the whole thing's a fairy tale, it tells you there's something wrong with the way they think. But the ark was enormous. There was plenty of room for all the kinds of land animals needed. For instance, did you know Noah didn't need to take a coyote, fox, or Great Dane? He just needed two dogs for the dog kind. And the same is true of the other land animal kinds. He didn't need as many animals as you think.
To discover the evidence that suggests that even dinosaurs were on the ark, you need to get a copy of our Answers magazine and its special edition on Noah's Flood. Today's the last day we're offering this 112-page special magazine. To get it, visit our website, answersoffer.org, or call toll-free 888-89-ANSWERS and let us know what donation you can offer. 888-89-ANSWERS.